buyer and seller to collaborate and maintain very cordial relationship. It is, as we stated, if the relationship between the buyer and seller is best, naturally the understanding will be better between them, and it leads to very effective value chain and supply chain processes, naturally to lead to a final product to our customer. That means compatibility of interest, mutual need, willingness to be open, willingness to share information and benefits resulting for the relationship, and finally the trust. The role of purchasing in managing supplier quality. The purchasing function must assume leadership for managing quality and external supplier. Various factors affecting purchasing's role, which definitely we will explain in detail. See, the primary contact between the supplier or vendor is the purchasing manager, not any operational team within the company or any other person in the organization. So as the purchasing manager is the key responsible person to interact with the supplier, and he has to assume a leadership role related to this kind of procurement. Purchasing must manage the supplier of critical items differently for those providing low value standard and easy to obtain item. The critical item affect buyer's total quality. We spoke about purchasing critical item and non-critical item. But critical item need more focus, so as the set of processes are adopted or to be adopted to procure those items are to be defined well, so as get the value out of all those procurement to avoid wasting time on non-value items, or it is not very important item or easy to obtain item. Sufficient resources such as a personal, budget, time, information technology, etc. must be available to support supplier quality management. For any activity within an organization works with the number of persons required to carry out those activity. Second, how much time to be invested in that, what type of information technology or kind of techniques available to improve our purchasing processes effectively, including quality management. The role of purchasing is purchasing in managing supplier quality. The buying firm should help supplier to understand use of quality concept, tools and techniques. What is quality concepts, tools and techniques? Quality concepts, there are many emerging quality concepts related to purchasing, total quality management, QS management processes. Many tools available, how we can identify a vendor, how do we identify the effective pricing, how do we ensure the cooperation and technique and collaboration is happening with our vendor. This kind of techniques are easily available today, that we have to adopt those things. The supplier should be willing to work jointly to improve quality. We have to engage with the vendor and supplier to ensure he is always willing to work with us jointly to improve his quality, so as resulting in our final product quality as per our requirement. World-class suppliers require less attention for quality improvement, but suppliers whose quality levels are less than desirable require greater attention. See, world-class companies are always looking at a suppliers as self-certified products and self-certified products and services appropriately as per design. Naturally, we follow a lot of these techniques which we spoke about in the previous point, so the end results are better. So as the desirable required and greater attention is given those kind of procurement activity. Purchasing must keep track of how well the supplier is meeting quality performance measure. Purchasing must have system that collects and distributes supplier related quality data regularly. See, when we are engaging with the supplier, naturally what is required is the supplier is meeting quality performance measure, so as he doesn't fail any of the measures which we define as part of our strategy and policy. He ensures his adherence of those processes is critical, and also this kind of information to be collected and also evaluate and distributed back to supplier with the analysis of the findings, so as he can go further working on improvements. supplier quality management using TQM perspective. It's the total quality management perspective. There are many principal elements to it. One is to, we start with one by one. Define quality in terms of customer and the requirement. Any activity starts with defining what is the quality in terms of customer and the requirement. Second is pursue quality at source. All the quality to be ensured at the origin of the inputs. It means the pursue quality at the source, from the where it starts from. Focus on process rather than output. Look at the process parameters and define well. Naturally, the output will be the finest one, rather than looking at the output and go and reworking on that. It may increase the cost. Make quality everyone's responsibility. Quality is not the responsibility of the company, it is the responsibility of each and everyone working for that organization. Continuous improvement. Once you achieve the quality, it doesn't end there. We have to work on continuously to improve on those elements to ensure there is zero effects, the costs are minimized, so as we found alternative, so as we can go on improving our deliveries. Prevention of defects rather than detection of defects. As we spoke about 2 points above, if we follow the right process, definitely the defects will be lesser, and not wasting our time on finding what caused the defect. So you define those things again, relook at those processes so that there is minimal or zero defect. Analysis should be very objective oriented, so as the end result as per the objective defined is achieved, and not randomly doing certain kind of analysis and throw up some unrelated information. The analysis of information is not to provide just information, but to correct and but to take corrective action to improve the elements we discussed. Looking at that, the supplier quality improvement process, the target selected supplier, overview meeting with the supplier, means decide what are the meeting points and how we discuss with the supplier. Supplier self-survey, ask them to do their self-analysis and share with you. Supplier initiate improvement activities. Once the supplier is focused on continuous improvement, he will be sharing those activities with you. Trial audit by buying company's representative. Do the trial audit. Supplier audit by team. Ensure you go and engage with the team, with the supplier. Receive certification. If he receives the certification, yes, he go and monitor continuous improvement. If no, go back to supplier initiatives, improvement activity, so that we can redefine those things to ensure our supplier quality improvement project is moving on to the right direction. What is ISO 9000 certification? This is a process gaining rapid acceptance throughout the world, and ISO certification is critical to engage with many buyers, without which some of the buyers are unwilling to buy materials from you, irrespective of whatever quality or any other vendor evaluation is perfect. So few of them have been listed here, so we can focus on that. Customer focus. How good the company related to a customer focus, and how they are improving upon their activities related to customer focus. Leadership. How good their leadership for the promises they are committing, so as they are delivering what they stand for. Involvement of people. As we state, quality is not a single person's responsibility. It is the responsibility of the entire organization, so as involvement of everyone related to the operation, and as well as sales and marketing and financial activities are involved in that. Process approach. Every step is defined appropriately and remove all the non-value added activities and reduce those activities to minimal, and ensure the process is followed as per the expected output requirement. System approach to management. We have to systemize all our approach to take to the right level of managing those activities. Continual improvement. Once we achieved our desired result, it doesn't end there. We have to continuously looking our overall performance to improve upon our objective and to ensure we are moving on in the right in the ladder. Factual approach to decision making. Effective decisions are based on analysis of data and information. We talked about all the analysis should be objective basis, so as the data or the information are used for a proper analytical output to take appropriate decision, rather than sharing information just for the purpose. Mutually beneficial supplier relationship. It is very critical any process we follow are interdependent on suppliers as well. So naturally, this kind of processes are extended beyond our gate and to the suppliers and vendors premises as well. This quality management principles on which the certification is happening for ISO 9001 follows a process-based approach to quality management that stresses planning, acting, analyzing results and making improvement. We talked about it. We need to have a neat plan for the plan for every process which we follow, and all this are procedured appropriately. Acting on that, it follow those procedures appropriately. Analyzing the result, whether the procedure leads to a result which is expected or endeavor out of that activity, and making improvement. And once the results are known, how do we improve upon and making final focus on improvement as well. ISO 9001:2015 specify requirements for a quality management system that an organization needs to demonstrate its ability to consistently provide products and services. What it does means, what the ISO 9001:2015 specifies certain requirements related to quality management system. The company consistently to demonstrate its ability related to meet customers and applicable statutory and regulatory requirement. Statutory and regulatory is nothing but of your environmental focus are very very critical, and also the related to your statutory compliances for running that such a manufacturing activity. Aims to enhance customer satisfaction through the effective application of the system and processes for improvement of the system, and the assurance of conformity to customers and applicable statutory and regulatory requirement. It is not only meeting the customer requirement by ways and means, but also to ensure all the statutory compliances are applicable to manage those activity as per regulatory requirements are met in totality. Let's get into Six Sigma. Most of you know what is Six Sigma. However, we will try to explain this element a little bit in this slide. The Six Sigma is first activities are defined and measure, analyze, improve and control. What is our customer's problem? Suppose if you are defining, go into the step by step, if we really look at that, what is our customer problem? How big is the problem? What are the root causes for our problem? How can we improve the problem? How do we measure and control our improvement? There are various steps involved in the Six Sigma activity. Defining. Let's start from defining. Once you define, collect the data. Means once you collect that data, then what we can do is analyze those data and define. And what type of challenges and problem which is encountered by the customer or the output. Analyze. Once you know the root cause, after the analysis, you know what is the root cause of those problem and how to eliminate it. Our focus should be how can we improve the problem. So when the problem is identified, we can focus on how to eliminate or improve those set of activities to improve the solutions. How do we measure and control our improvement? Once improvement is done, how do we continuously measure that, so as there is no repetition of errors happening in our system. Six Sigma is total quality management. It rigorous focus on highly effective implementation of proven quality principles and techniques. We have seen on the diagram then how the Six Sigma works, how rigorous it is, how rigorous and focus required to achieve the end result. Six Sigma aims for virtually error-free business. It means there is no error occurs at all. However, traditionally companies accept 3 or 4 sigma performance level despite the fact that these processes created between 6,200 and 67,000 problems per million opportunities. It means absolutely there is no mistake at all happening. The 6 sigma standard of only 3 or 4 problems per million opportunity is a response to increasing expectation of customers and increased complexity of modern products and processes. The 6 sigma principle and revisiting all our processes and activities to eliminate the problem exists or persists to eliminate those elements which helps the final output so that the results are absolutely error free or zero error. Looking at that, supply a corrective action request form to be completed by the buyer, because once it is noticed, the error is identified, so naturally we have to take a corrective action. So what is required? So the log is done and the message information is shared. Type of defect and non-conformance. What type of defect they found? What is the non-conformance related to that supply? Estimate cost of defect, non-conformance. Charge to supplier. Once we estimated the cost of defect or non-conformance, should we charge to a supplier? Yes or no, which is decided based on that. To be completed by the supplier once it is done. Corrective action taken by the supplier. What type of corrective action he has done? So that the recurrence of that kind of error is eliminated totally. That is Six Sigma focus. Due date of completion and full implementation of the corrective action. How do we implement? How much time it will be taken to take corrective action on that so that it never get repeated in the future? Providing incentives for suppliers' quality improvement. Award long-term purchase contracts to fewer suppliers. We talked about, so we have a longer collaboration with the vendors and suppliers, and very selective vendor, and extend contract for longer period. Offer a greater share of buyer's total volume to supplier performance. Once you establish performance of a supplier, naturally we can have a share of those the supplier is higher than the other one. Publicly recognize superior suppliers. Once the supplier is established, his capabilities and credentials, naturally it can be published and extended his performances openly. Provide supplier with access to new technology. Many of the new technology which you adopt to improve your quality management, that can be extended to a supplier as well, so as the entire value chain is effective and efficient. Provide knowledge to supplier about new business opportunity. It is always collaborate with the vendor and extend the all possible commitment to the extend business opportunities to the vendor so that he is loyal to you throughout the quality as well as the service related matters. Invite supplier to participate in new product and process development project. As we stated, it is always appropriate to induct supplier in an appropriate time of new product and process development activity to ensure the end result of the project is achieved on time as per the quality management system. Develop trust and long-term relationship. Once you collaborate better, we can have a better trust among each other so as the long-term relationship is established. Thank you so much.